Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies supported by our listeners. This is a supplement to episode 110, where we examine two articles from Lauren Edelman, who explored organizations and their responses to new laws that impact their relationships with employees. Lauren Edelman was an outstanding scholar of organizations and their interface with legal systems. Two of her best-known works studied how organizations in the United States responded to the introduction of the 1964 Civil Rights Act and dealt with its ambiguities and lack of details on how to go about eliminating discrimination in the workplace. The first article is Legal Ambiguity and Symbolic Structures, Organizational Mediation of Civil Rights Law, appearing in the American Journal of Sociology in 1992. The article's thesis was that laws regulating the relationships between employees and their managers tend to be ambiguous, leaving open for interpretation how to operationalize the law. In the matter of the Civil Rights Act, the law established general direction that discrimination against persons according to their race, color, religion, sex, or national origin was illegal, yet failed to clearly define what discrimination meant. Thus, it was left to organizations to sort out the meaning of the term and how to measure compliance with the law. Edelman established three factors that cause organizations to have to mediate new laws. In addition to inherent ambiguities, laws that constrain or dictate organizational procedures or include weak enforcement mechanisms are likely to leave organizations grappling with how to comply. As a consequence, organizational responses, such as establishing new offices or positions to deal with the law and its consequences, may become institutionalized should they succeed in gaining legitimacy. For example, a response that withstands or avoids subsequent legal challenges are likely to be adopted by other organizations, to the point that they become formally accepted means. The second article explores this theme further through an examination of grievance procedures that organizations established to attempt to resolve matters of alleged discrimination from the inside. In The Endogeneity of Legal Regulation, Grievance Procedures as Rational Myth, from 1999, Edelman and two co-authors looked at how myths and stories contributed to the development of what the organizations considered to be reasonable or appropriate responses to new legislation. This endogenous process complements the exogenous responses to new laws explored in the 1992 article. Her study uncovered various myths about how organizations sought to shield themselves from legal liability by having grievance procedures in place, independent of how effective such procedures were in actually reducing discrimination, and also independent of the overall aim of the original law to punish discriminatory actions. Moreover, these rational myths can be legitimized through the judicial process, as courts may come to view the presence of such procedures as evidence of sufficient and reasonable efforts by the organization to comply. On the other hand, courts may also disagree with the myth and hold the organization liable for discrimination regardless. The study uncovered various factors contributing to the judicial response. Thus, these works form an important part of the foundation for research in the intersections of organizations and legal systems in which they work. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in two parts on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. Thank you for listening and have a great day.